This universe, universal consciousness, or creation form, respectively, which is the first and lowest of all 1049 creation forms, has created out of itself all creational energies, that is, all spirit energies and spirit forms. It is therefore the creation of its own or source. The absolute absolutum is the idea-related procreative power only, out of which the lowest creation form that is our Dern universe has come forth. 24. Its secret is that which is immeasurable and is based on the number 7, which is counted in times. 25. This is one of the secrets and laws the human mind will solve only when it reaches perfection. 26. But let it be said that the laws of life are not hidden from the wise man, and he can recognize and follow them. 27. Thus the wise understand that the secret of primeval creation lies in the number 7 and in computations based thereon. Thus they will gather and retain the knowledge that creation has a time for work or rest that is also based upon the number 7. 28. Creation rested in a state of slumber for 7 great times when nothing existed, not even the universe. 29. Only creation itself existed in slumber, and it brought forth no creature nor anything. 30. However, it did awaken from its slumber through the 7 cycles of 7 great times and began to create creatures and everything. 31. After having rested for 7 cycles of 7 great times, it is now creating living organisms and everything else, and it will do so for 7 more cycles of 7 great times, until it requires rest again and reposes anew in deep slumber for a further 7 great times. 32. When it will rest again and lie down in slumber, nothing will exist except for creation itself. 33. There will be neither creatures nor any other thing. 34. Only creation itself will exist during the 7 cycles of the 7 great times, because it will rest and slumber until it awakens again and brings forth new creatures and everything else. 35. Just as creation is one within itself, however, so is all life, being and existence one within itself. 36. It is by the law of creation that all humans, plants, animals and all life are one in themselves. 37. A person may believe that everything is 2 or 3, but that is not so, because everything is 1. 38. Whatever people believe to be 2 or 3 is actually 1, so they should make everything that is 2 or 3 into 1. 39. Since the spirit in a person is part of creation, it is one with creation, consequently it is not 2. 40. And since the body is a part of the spirit in a different form and matter, it is therefore one with the spirit, consequently it is not 2. 41. The teachings state that there is a unity and not, in any way or form, a duality or trinity. 42. If it appears to people that there is a duality or a trinity, then they are the victims of deception, for they do not think logically but according to human knowledge. 43. But if they think according to the knowledge of the Spirit, they find the logic, which is also in the law. 44. Only human thinking can be incorrect, not the laws of creation. 45. For this reason, it is said that everything emanates from a unity, and a duality seems apparent only because humans, in their limited thinking, cannot grasp the truth. 46. Since everything is a unity and everything emanates from it, no duality or trinity whatsoever can exist because it would violate the laws of creation. 47. Therefore people should make the 2 or 3 into 1 and think and act according to the laws of creation. 48. Only in ignorance does a person fabricate a duality or trinity and give offense to the laws of creation. 49. When a person aligns everything into this unity, making everything into 1, and then says to a mountain, "Move away," then it will move away. 50. When everything is one in creation, in its laws, in the creatures and in matter, it is without error. 51. When a wise man says there are always two of everything, he means that they are one within themselves and one together. 52. It is only two in appearance, because in itself and also together it is always one. 53. Therefore evil is one in itself because it is also good in itself. Likewise, good is one in itself because it is just as much evil in itself. 54. Since even when apart they are one and a unity, together they were also one and a unity, for this is the law of creation. 55. Thus the result is that there are two parts in appearance, but they are both one in themselves and one together. 56. If, therefore, people say there exists also a trinity, then their consciousness has been addled by some cult, falsified teachings or confused thinking. 57. A unity always consists of two parts, which are one in themselves and are a duality only in appearance. 58. Since a person is a unity of two parts, the spirit is a unity of two parts, but both are one in themselves and one together. 59. The body cannot live without the spirit and conversely, because spirit and body are a unity despite their seeming duality. 60. The spirit, however, lives according to the same law, because in itself it also consists of two parts and is one in each part. Thus it is one in itself. 61. The two parts of the spirit are wisdom and power. 62. Without wisdom of the spirit, its power cannot be utilized, nor can any wisdom emerge without spiritual power. 63. Hence, two things are always required that are one within themselves, so there is a oneness within the unity but not the duality. 64. Thus the law says that a human being is a unity in itself, which consists of two equal parts that form a unity, both within themselves and also together. 65. And the two equal parts in the human being, each of which constitutes a unity within itself, are the body and the spirit. 66. So when the scribes teach that a person lives in the Trinity, this teaching is erroneous and falsified, because it is not taught in accordance with the laws of creation. Chapter 35. Cults around Jmanuel. I. It came to pass that Jmanuel, his mother Mary, and his brother Thomas traveled on into the cities at the sea in the north. Since olden times, warrior women inhabited the area, but their descendants were now peace-loving. 2. He preached to them the new teachings according to his knowledge but had to flee their cities when they attempted to kill him. 3. Their own teachings, far removed from truth, were from a rigid religious cult, and they punished with death those who taught differently. 4. Jmanuel was treated as an outcast by these people and persecuted as an agitator against their cult. So he fled. 5. It came to pass during his flight that he met up with a large caravan. He and his following joined it and continued inland and into the mountains. 6. They traveled through the central part of the country for many weeks, whereupon they came to another sea and into the city of Ephesus. 7. But Jmanuel was very much afraid, and no longer preached his new teachings so that no one would recognize him. For in Ephesus were many people dealers and merchants, who came there from Jerusalem to conduct business. 8. Many among them had known Jmanuel and had not been well disposed toward him. Therefore he avoided them and obscured his face. 9. The dealers and merchants in Ephesus had spread the story of Jmanuel and his purported death, which had occurred 2.5 years earlier. 10. However, after he had been in the city for a few days, behold, he was recognized by one of the merchants who informed others of like belief. They belonged to a secret group called the Association of the Essenes. 11. They brought Jmanuel to a meeting that was secret, for they feared the people because their secret society was considered unlawful. 12. But among them was one named Jethan, the most senior of the secret society in Jerusalem, and he spoke, saying, 13. Behold, we know very well what has taken place in your life, but we do not understand how you can still be among the living. So, to tell us your secret. 14. Shmanuel feared that he would be bound and returned to Jerusalem if he remained silent in front of the conspirators, so he recounted everything to the Essenes. 15. And he told them about all that had transpired and how he had fled from Jerusalem and had arrived in the region. 16. Jethan, the eldest, said, Behold, we belong to a secret group called the Association of the Essenes. 17. Our quest and knowledge are not attuned to the teachings of the scribes, but to the secrets of nature and all that is inexplicable to humans. 18. You are great in your knowledge, and by all measures you have advanced in knowledge far beyond us and the scribes, Pharisees, astrologers, even the elders and the philosophers. 19. Therefore, come join our society, be one of us and teach us your knowledge. 20. But Manuel answered, saying, Even if I were to teach you my knowledge, it would not agree with your teachings. Because you follow incomplete human wisdom, whereas I adhere to spiritual wisdom. 21. Therefore, I think that our different teachings would be incompatible with each other. 22. It is also not my inclination to spread my knowledge and teachings in secret, as you do, since your secret association of Essenes is unauthorized. 23. But let me think over the pros and cons for 3 days, and whether I will then tell you yes or no, because I must first think about everything before I give you my last word on it. 24. And Jethan said, Be it as you say. 25. Peace be with you. 26. Go and give us an answer in 3 days, if you want to speak your word then. 27. But Manuel departed from there, fleeing from the city with his following, and traveled east, far into the country. 28. And Manuel said to his followers, Behold, the association of the Essenes lives according to an erroneous religious cult, though its followers gather much from my teachings. 29. Their old philosophy, however, is not the teaching of truth, knowledge, love, logic, wisdom and the laws of creation. Therefore, it is incorrect and not of adequate or real value. 30. But they have recognized this and are now weaving my truthful teachings into their teachings of half-truth, to create from this a new doctrine so that they can demean me by calling me one of them. 31. They will claim that I am affiliated with their society and that they had helped me from the beginning of my life. 32. And they will even say that my teachings stem from the knowledge of their cult, and that they had saved me from the cross because I was one of them. 33. They will claim that all my followers were from their cult. 34. And they will also claim that I am the Son of God. 35. But I tell you that I have never belonged to this association of Essenes and that I have nothing in common with it or its followers. Thus I also never received help from them. 36. The association of the Essenes will not be the only group to make use of my name. Many cults will come forth in my name and will thus consider themselves great and will want to dazzle the people thereby. 37. Similarly, people will establish peculiar cults and will glorify me in them, so as to be more credible, whereby the public can be further enslaved and exploited. 38. And so, many cults will be established in my name, but their purpose will only be to enslave people in their consciousness and freedom, thereby bringing the cult's great power over the people, the land and the money. 39. But I tell you that no cult will be righteous if it does not recognize creation alone as the highest power and does not live according to its laws and directives. 40. And no cult will exist that preaches the truthful teachings, the knowledge or the truth. 41. It will be 2,000 years before the time comes when my teachings will be preached anew, without being falsified. This will occur when false doctrines and erroneous cults, when lies and fraud, and when deception by the conjurers of the dead and of spirits, by the soothsayers and clairvoyants, as well as by all the charlatans of the truth, will be at their peak. 42. Until then, false cults, as well as liars, deceivers, charlatans, conjurers of the dead and of spirits, false soothsayers, clairvoyants, and false mediums pretending to speak for supernatural, other dimensional and extraterrestrial beings from the depths of the universe, will be so numerous that they can no longer be counted. 43. And such cults will be built upon human blood, hatred, greed and power, on lies and deceptions, and on cheating, misunderstanding, self-deception, confusion of consciousness and delusion. 44. But just as they will have arisen, so will they be destroyed, because the truth will triumph. 45. For there is no untruth that will not be denounced as a lie. 46. There is nothing hidden that will not become revealed. 47. Humans will recognize what is before their faces, and what is hidden from them will reveal itself when they search for the truth and the enlightenment of wisdom. 48. But the truth lies deep within the laws of creation, and there alone should humankind seek and find it. 49. Those who seek shall not stop seeking until they find. 50. And when they find, they will be profoundly shocked and astonished, but then they will rule over the universe. 51. May humans recognize from this that the kingdom is within them and outside of them. Chapter 36, Humankind and Creation. I. It came to pass that Jmanuel preached of humanity and of creation as he went eastward with a caravan. 2. He said, humans should look upward to the stars, for majestic peace and grandeur rule there. 3. As though by immutable law and order, the infinite and everlasting changes take place there over days, months, years and beyond for centuries, millennia and millions of years. 4. Humans, however, should also look downward upon the earth for there, as well, is creational activity and endless becoming and passing away, and life and existence, toward ever newly developing forms. 5. Greatness, excellence and beauty rule harmoniously where nature is left to itself. 6. But where traces of human order are at work, their pettiness, disgrace and ugliness testify to alarming disharmony. 7. With inflated chest, humankind calls itself the crown of creation, and yet it is not cognizant of creation and sets persons on a level with it. 8. But this humankind, which has tamed fire and rules the earth, will not go far. 9. Without a doubt, humans will learn to harness water and air, but in the process they will forget to be cognizant of creation above them and of its laws. 10. Thus they will also forget to seek truth, knowledge, love, respect, life, logic, true freedom and wisdom. 11. And they will forget to live peacefully with each other. 12. Their battle cry will be warfare, for they want to attain power through violence. 13. But when they believe they have power in their hands, they will use it for enslavement and bloodshed, exploitation, brutality, crime, and degeneration. 14. They will speak of honor, freedom and knowledge, but in truth these will be only hypocrisy, coercion and false teachings. 15. Thus, in the future, humankind will lose its face and display an evil and false mask. 16. many will degenerate into beasts and spend their earthly days without knowledge and conscience. 17. Human ambitions and desires will be directed only toward acquisition, power, lust, addiction and greed. 18. With their intellect, humans will arrange the things of this world to make them subservient, regardless of the fact that in so doing they break the laws of nature and destroy nature itself in many ways. 19. They will no longer trust in the eternal truths, which are anchored in the laws of nature. 20. Through self-deception, they will find more meaning in the human sciences than in all the values of the laws of nature and creation. 21. In their confusion, humans will believe in this erroneous, self-created, pathetic philosophy of life, which will be produced through the cult's confused teachings and through arrangements of human laws and vagaries of the principles that govern nations. 22. Humans will want to control their lives by external means, because they will have forgotten to be aware of their own essence from the creational point of view. 23. Through deceitful means they will delude, cheat and exploit their fellow humans and the entire world. 24. And wherever trust and truth still exist, they will change it into distrust and untruth, and in so doing they will get farther and farther away from the true life. 25. Thus, they will also lose sight of the principle of the oldest wisdom, which states that humans are the measure of all things in life because they are, after all, a part of creation. 26. But the time will come when humankind must turn around and become reacquainted with the eternal values of life. 27. Initially only a few will know that humans live not only on earth but also in the endless expanse of the universe, and that they live not only in the material world but their spirits reach into another world that cannot be grasped by the ordinary physical senses. 28. This other one, the ethereal world, is the true home of the spirit. Therefore, humans should try without ceasing to broaden and deepen their knowledge, love, truth, logic, true freedom, genuine peace, harmony and wisdom, so that the spirit may be perfected and lifted up into its true home, becoming one with creation. 29. Truly, I say to you, those who understand the truth of this message and attain insight through wisdom, will awaken to the obligation of aligning their lives with their destiny of eternal change toward creation. 30. When people are honest and seek, they will not hold any preconceived opinions or prejudices. 31. But the wise do know and are aware of the law of the everlasting flow of eternal change. Therefore, they endeavor to adjust in the grand scheme of events and of progress, because they appreciate the laws of creation, namely, that the cycles of existence must be completed as prescribed by these laws. 32. Wherever life reveals itself, it is based upon the law of the invisible mystery that brings about the eternal change. 33. But persons who disregard and fail to recognize the timeless and everlasting laws and truths must take upon themselves the dire consequences. 34. Lies and hatred will blind such persons and even entire peoples, and they will rush into the abyss of their own destruction. 35. A blind, destructive mania will overcome them, and the heroes among them will be those who are the greatest destroyers. 36. Conflict will permeate people's entire lives, and where there is discord there is no longer wholeness and perfection. 37. But as long as imperfection exists in life, humans must bear the consequences: sickness, misery, injustice, privation, fighting, strife, slavery, erroneous cults and exploitation leading to bloodshed and death. 38. So let humankind beware and awaken, for the laws of creation state, only that which is timeless and everlasting is of permanence, of truth and of wisdom, and so it is. 263 Epilogue and Explanation. Over a long period of time, the translator of the manual scrolls wrapped himself in silence without the editor of the translation knowing the reason. The mystery was solved on September 19, 1974, when he received the letter written by the translator in Baghdad, Iraq, on September 14, 1974. Following the epilogue is an English translation of the letter, from which the readers will learn the necessary details. Because of the unexpected loss of the original scrolls, the only evidence was lost, unfortunately. Moreover, the Arcanum Talmud manual is thereby no longer complete. Only 36 chapters have thus been brought together, a little more than a quarter of what made up the original scrolls. Because the editor is somewhat familiar with the remainder of the story of Jmanuel, he would not want to withhold from the reader the most important events, described here in broad terms, with his mother Mary, his brother Thomas and his disciple Judas Iscariot. Jmanuel traveled to northern India. On the way he preached in many countries and had to flee frequently because his speeches were revolutionary. Thus his trip to India took him several years, which entailed severe hardships. In today's West Pakistan, high up in the north and in the outermost spurs in the western Himalayas, his mother became very sick and died when Jmanuel was about 38 years old. After the loss of his mother, Jmanuel moved on and went over to today's Indian Kashmir, where he kept spreading his teachings. He covered a vast portion of India, in the northern part of the land, and also today's Afghanistan and West Pakistan, because 10 Israeli tribes had settled there after emigrating from Israel. When Jmanuel was about 45 years old, he married a young and pretty woman, who bore him numerous children. He settled down, like any normal head of a family, in today's Srinagar in Kashmir, India. From there he undertook numerous trips and continued preaching his new teachings. He died at the age of between 110 and 115 of natural causes and was buried in Srinagar. Judas Iscariot died at the age of about 90 and was buried near Srinagar. Joseph, Jmanuel's firstborn son, continued writing his father's story and left India after Jmanuel's death. After a 3 years' journey, he returned to the land of his father and lived in Jerusalem until his death. From India he took along the original scrolls and hid them in the burial cave in which Jmanuel had lain. He considered that place the safest. As was explained in the foreword, these scrolls were found there, 36 chapters of which are rendered here in translation. Hinwell, September 20, 1974, Billy Edward Albert Meyer, Editor. 265 Letter from Isa Rashid. Bostri Stant Baghdad, September 14, 1974. At Post Office, Baghdad, Iraq. Dear friend, Billy, I am sorry, dear friend, for not having written so long and for not being able to send you additional translations of the scrolls. That has its reason in my fears, which unfortunately have come true now. As I always told you, one was prepared that one day I would be persecuted on account of the discovered scrolls. That has happened now. Just barely was I able to flee from Jerusalem with my family. Now I am staying with good friends in Baghdad where, however, I cannot stay long and must move on soon. Where to, I don't know yet, but I will notify you as soon as possible. I have been persecuted by two different groups, both Christians and Jews, which was to be anticipated, because the scrolls are not favorable towards either religion. After my lucky escape, a misfortune struck me, which cannot be made undone. First I fled from Jerusalem to Lebanon and stayed there at a refugee camp with my family. But there the Jews located me and, with their military, attacked the camp, which resulted in many deaths. Only with great difficulty my family and I escaped the massacre and we were able to flee once more. but unfortunately all scrolls got lost and they are no longer in my possession. I believe they all burned when the Jews destroyed the homes by fire, but maybe they fell into the hands of the Jews. Then the Israelis announced that they had undertaken a punitive action against Palestinian guerrillas. However, in reality, they, together with some people from the Christian church, were after me and my scrolls.